Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to talk about a hot topic, and we're going to use some really, really deep theological words that hopefully I'll be able to explain to you and you won't be confused. Here's the question. As human beings, are we trichotomous or are we dichotomous? What exactly do these words mean and what exactly are we? Now, trichotomous, basically, let me start with this. Each human consists of a material body and an inward core. Would you agree with that? This inward aspect of self is often referred to in the Bible as your soul or spirit, okay? Again, you've got your material body, you have your inward core. That inward core, that inward aspect, throughout Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, we see it referred to as soul and spirit. Here's the question. This inward core, are we made up of soul and spirit, or are we simply made up of soul slash spirit as words that are used interchangeably? Now, trichotomous, key part of that word, tri, these people believe that we are made up of three distinct parts: the body, the soul, and the spirit. That is what trichotomists believe. They believe that the soul relates horizontally to this world and to people. They believe that the spirit relates vertically towards God in the heavenly realm. So, as a trichotomist, person obviously says we have a material body. They say that this inner core is made up of two parts, your soul, which relates to these things here on earth, and your spirit, which relates to God and the things of heaven. That's a trichotomous view. And they will often use a scripture like Hebrews 4:12 that says that the word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. Here it is. Piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So trichotomists will support their view by using a verse like Hebrews 4:12. They'll also use a verse like 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians is that may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body, do you see it, be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, verse 24, God will also bring it to pass. So you see, the trichotomists, you understand what they believe, right? That the body or a person is made up of three distinct parts: the material, which is your body, the inward core, soul, and spirit. And they have scripture that they support their view with. Now, dichotomists, on the other hand, again, key part of the word is die, they hold to the view that the words soul and spirit are used interchangeably in Scripture. They deny the fact that the soul relates only to this world, while the spirit relates only to the heavenly realm. They claim that the words soul and spirit in both the Hebrew and Greek languages are often used interchangeably. And two key verses they use to support their view, one is found in Job chapter 7, verse 11, where scripture says, "Therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul." You see, the words soul and spirit are used interchangeably here. Also, Isaiah 26, verse 9, the scripture says, "As at night my soul longs for you," talking about God, "indeed my spirit within me seeks you diligently." Again, you see that these two words are used interchangeably. So, as humans, trichotomists, again, say we are made up of three distinct parts. Dichotomists say that we are made up of two distinct parts, body, and that the words, the inner core for soul and spirit, the words soul and spirit are used interchangeably. And again, dichotomists, just like trichotomists, have scripture that they use that they can support their views. So what do you think? Who's correct? Are we trichotomists or are we dichotomists? As humans, are we made up of three distinct parts, body, soul, and spirit? Or are we made up of two distinct parts, body and soul and spirit are used interchangeably? What do you think? Again, both sides seem to have scripture to support their views, right? Well, here's the issue. Scripture, when it comes to this concept, it's never fully explained in scripture, thus leading to different views. However, as you start to break down the different views and you start to look at them through the large lens of scripture, several key points emerge. Number one, the idea that our soul only relates to this world, as trichotomists say, and that our spirit only relates to God in heaven, as trichotomists say, I think that's a bit of a stretch. I'm not sure that you can make that type of dogmatic claim from the scriptures. In fact, the one verse that the trichotomists use, Hebrews 4:12, where they say it shows a clear distinction between the word soul and spirit. Actually, if you really read the verse, in the verse it talks about soul, spirit, and heart. And again, if you look at the context of the scripture, those words are not used separately to describe three different parts of our inner core. I don't think even trichotomists wouldn't say that we have three different parts of our inner core plus the material part, meaning we're made up of four distinct parts. The trichotomists wouldn't say that. So when trichotomists use the verse Hebrews 4:12 to support their view of, look, person's inner core is made up of soul and spirit, well, wait a second. If that's the case, that verse also talks about our heart as well. And again, I think it's pretty clear to say and pretty safe to say that in this verse, the words soul, spirit, and heart are used interchangeably to talk about our inner core, our inner being. In fact, a careful reading throughout scripture shows that this non-material part of self, that inner core, it's actually described in numerous ways. I mean, you look in the Psalms, talks about our inmost being, talks about our inner parts, talks about our soul, talks about our spirit, it talks about our heart. Well, I don't think anybody supports the view that we as humans are subdivided into six or seven distinct parts. And so when it comes to this idea, really, I know where I land on this. I'm a dichotomist. I believe that we are made up of two distinct parts. We have the material part, and that's our body, and we have that inner core part, which is our soul slash spirit, where the words are used interchangeably to describe our inner part. That's what I believe. But again, don't believe what I believe, I'm going to challenge you because, again, I mean, look, this is something that you need to study. This is something that you want to search the scriptures on, and you want to be in submission to God, the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of truth, and trust Him to reveal the truth to you. And again, on an issue like this, and because I have studied it a lot, you know, my advice is this. You know, wherever you land on your view, whether you are a trichotomist or a dichotomist, do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and do the cause of Christianity a favor. Don't create faction and dissension over this. You know what I'm saying? In the body of Christ with your conclusions. Focus on that which is the most important part, watching over your entire being and being prepared for the certain return of your Lord and Savior. I think one of the things that happens is we as Christians focusing on that which maybe isn't quite as firmly clear in Scripture as other things. And I think it's okay. You want to study and you want to, you know, try to see where you land on things. But there are just certain things in Scripture where we have to say, okay, I believe that I land on this side, but I also realize that somebody on the other side can support their view as well. You don't want to create faction on this one. Dissensions, you know, it's the same thing with end times. I have my view on end times. Some of the great theologians whom I study, their commentaries, they have different views on end times. Some land on my side, some land on the other side. But look, I respect their views. I've studied their views. I have not yet been quite convinced of their views. But look, we always want to be humble enough to be able to say, look, if somebody can show me from the scriptures a better, a more proper interpretation of what God really meant by what God said, you want to be the type of person that says, look, I'll change my view immediately. It's not about us being right for the sake of being right to make us look good. It's about us being right as we who have studied diligently the scriptures, we believe that this is what God meant by what God said. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hot Topics, where today we're getting pretty theological. We're discussing this idea of, are we as humans trichotomous or dichotomous? I know I probably lost half of you right now. Well, no, I mean, it's a very, I don't want to say a simple subject, but it's very easy to define the two words to help you understand. Each human, again, if you're with us on the top of the show, I'm just going to do a quick review just to get us up to speed, and then we're going to look at some more scripture. But each human consists of a material body, right, and an inward core. This inward aspect of self is often referred to in the Bible as soul and spirit, right? Now, the question arises, are we made up of three parts, three distinct parts, body, soul, and spirit? That's what trichotomists say. Or are we made up of two distinct parts, body and soul/spirit, where the words are used interchangeably? That's what dichotomists say. Trichotomists say, and they use scripture to support their views. Again, you know, Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Trichotomists say that the material body relates to here on earth. They also say that the soul relates horizontally to people here on earth and to the things of this earth, while our spirit relates vertically to God in heaven. Dichotomists say, well, no, you can't support that in Scripture. And again, dichotomists use Scripture to support their view of Job 7:11, Isaiah 26:9, where they say, okay, we're made up of a material body, but our inward core is just one thing. Soul and spirit, the words are used interchangeably, like just like heart and innermost being and so forth, all referring to the same thing, your inward core. And dichotomists will say, hey, look, there's nowhere in Scripture where we get this idea that, like trichotomists say, that your soul relates only horizontally to the things here on earth, while your spirit relates vertically to only the things in heaven. They say that you cannot support that in Scripture. So, again, where we landed before the break was this. I am a dichotomist. I believe we're just made up of two distinct parts, the physical material body, as well as our inward core being, and that the words soul, spirit, heart, innermost being, innermost parts, those words are used interchangeably to describe our inner core being. So I'm a dichotomist. I believe that your soul slash spirit relates not only to this earthly realm, but horizontally, but also vertically to the heavenly realm. Okay? But again, as I said before the break, there are wise theologians who land on the other side and who are trichotomists. And again, they've got Scripture they use to try to support their view. So again, this is one of those issues where, look, you don't want to create factions and dissensions in the body of Christ over this, where you look at somebody at church and go, oh, look at that guy right there. He's a trichotomist. He's a heretic. Or look at that lady over there. She's a dichotomist. She's clueless. She's not really a believer. You don't want to do that, okay? I mean, that's not what we're about, okay? When it comes to these deeper theological topics, we want to be humble and submissive to God's holy word. We're not looking to show off and say, I'm right, everybody else is wrong. We want to be humble enough to say, look, here's my goal, to find out what God meant by what God said regarding this idea of soul, spirit, innermost being, heart, inner core, so forth. That's our goal. And again, if it can be proven to us that our view is wrong on something, if it can be proven to us by the Scriptures, we need to be humble enough to say, hey, I'll immediately change my view, because we want to be lined up on what God says, not simply based upon what we think just so we can be right on something. Does that make sense? You don't want to create factions over this, okay? Now, what's interesting is Jesus, throughout Scripture, he uses the words soul and spirit interchangeably. In fact, in Matthew's gospel, the 26th chapter, verses 36 through 46, we see Jesus using the words flesh, soul, and spirit throughout. In verse 38, Jesus, talking about himself, said that my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch over me. And then going a little further, verse 39, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Isn't that interesting? Right before Jesus fell to pray, prayer, by the way, which was vertical towards the Father, right? Jesus referred to his soul. Again, trichotomists say the soul is used horizontally when it comes to the things of this earth. Well, Jesus referred to his soul, and then immediately after that, went vertical in his prayer to the Father. And then, after Jesus had prayed this prayer, verse 40, he then returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Oh, isn't that great support, huh? He said, couldn't you men keep watch with me for an hour? He says in verse 41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Here it is. He says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he uses spirit, flesh right here. Do you see it? Now, I'm not using this as a passage to try to prove a point here. I think what I'm just trying to, in fact, I know what I'm just trying to do is just to show you that even Jesus himself used the words soul, spirit, flesh, talking about himself and others, right? Again, the beautiful thing is this. It's good, and I really want to encourage all of you listening to try to do a deep study yourself through the scriptures. You know, get yourself a concordance, go on the internet, start doing word searches, go look at the original languages, the Hebrew, the Greek, and try to come to some solid conclusions in submission to the Holy Spirit and see what you come up with. For me, this is fun. I love taking deep doctrine, deep theological terms. I like tracing them throughout the scriptures to see if by interpreting scripture with other scripture, can see what the Lord wants us to understand. And there are certain things that I've been doing that with, and I still haven't yet come up with dogmatic 100% conclusion on things. For instance, like end times. I have certain belief, a certain view on end times, but I also know that there are other very prominent godly men alive today, as well as those who are home with the Lord, great theologians whose commentaries I study. I realize that some of them and their end time views differ from mine. I'm not here to say that my way is the only way and it's the only right way. I study their views. And again, I'm more than willing to change my view if it can be proven to me through scripture that there is a better view, a more biblical, God-ordained view, view that God meant. To this point, when it comes to end times, though I've studied it, I know what my views are. I've studied other views, trying to see if maybe their views were more convincing biblically. I haven't yet changed my view on end times because I'm not yet convinced of the other views. But it certainly does not mean that those godly men are heretics, you know, and that, you know, oh, I won't read their commentaries or I won't listen to their sermons or whatever because they differ. No, you don't want to do that. And the same thing here with this idea of us as humans being trichotomous or dichotomous. Again, I'm dichotomous. I believe that humans are dichotomous, made up of two distinct parts. But I also know there are other great theologians who are trichotomous. We can respect each other. We can honor each other. I don't have a problem reading their commentaries and trying to see if maybe they can convince me of their views through the scriptures. So I think you get the point. Christian, the idea is this. You want to be busy about the Lord's business. It is until he comes back. And that's good. You want to study scripture and you want to study deeply. God's book is a book, obviously very different than any other book, in that God inspired his word. Okay? We believe in the inspiration of Scripture. We believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, that obviously God did not make any mistakes, that the totality of Scripture, as well as each part in its original, is without error. It is inerrant. That's because God inspired it. Because we believe in the inspiration of Scripture, God inspired, because we believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, because God doesn't make mistakes, we also believe in the necessity of Scripture, meaning that God's Word is all we need to equip us to be able to do God's will. We believe in, obviously, God's Word as we are taught and able to understand the deep truth of God by the Spirit of God. We believe that God's Word is all we need. We believe in the necessity of Scripture. We also believe in the authority of Scripture. We believe that God's Word, God is the authority. He has inspired his Word. It is inerrant in its originals, in its totality, as well as each part. We believe that, again, it is necessary for us, and that's what we need to be able to know God's will and to live godly lives and to bring glory to God. And we believe and we submit to the authority of Scripture. And here's the key. When you submit to the authority of Scripture, because you know the authority of the one who inspired it, then you're in the best position to be able to search the scriptures and to really see what God meant by what God said. Never go to the scriptures as though you're the authority, because friend, you're not the authority. Neither am I. We are in submission. We are under orders. We are under authority. And that's to God. We never want to try to rob God of his authority as though we could. We never want to rob Christ of his lordship as though we could. And we never want to rob the Spirit of his power as though we could. We are in submission. We humbly submit to God's authority. We joyfully rejoice in the lordship of Christ. And we desperately desire to walk in the power of the Spirit, especially when it comes to reading the deep truths of God. Again, I believe that we as humans are dichotomous. I believe about many other things that maybe other great theologians may say, well, there's another view. But one thing I know about the great theologians, men of God throughout history, who've been powerfully used by God, they are people who are searching desperately to find out what God meant. They're not looking to impose their own interpretation. They're not looking to twist some interpretation to manipulate people or to make themselves look right. They are looking for God's interpretation, because friends, really, when you think about it, if you believe in the inspiration of Scripture, that God inspired his word, then guess how many interpretations there are of Scripture? One. That's it. It's God's interpretation. Well, Andrew, how come there are so many different interpretations? That's not what God wanted. God didn't design many different interpretations. It's we as finite, fallen humans that sometimes create the different interpretations because we're not perfect. But God's word, inspired by God, has one interpretation, God's perfect interpretation. And it's our job to search humbly under the authority of God, the lordship of Christ, and in the power of the Spirit to see what God meant by that which God said. God bless you all.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.